Appreciate you.
John chapter 19. We'll start reading in verse 25. John chapter 19 in verse 25. Where the Bible says, "Now there stood by the cross of Jesus his mother, and his mother's sister, Mary, the wife of Cleophas, and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus therefore saw his mother, and the disciple standing by, whom he loved, he saith unto his mother, Woman, behold thy son. Then saith he to the disciple, Behold thy mother. And from that hour that disciple took her unto his own home. After this, Jesus, knowing that all things were now accomplished, that the scripture might be fulfilled, saith, I thirst. Now there was set a vessel full of vinegar, and they filled a sponge with vinegar, and put it upon hyssop, and put it to his mouth. When Jesus therefore had received the vinegar, he said, It is finished. And he bowed his head and gave up the ghost." Many things were said about the Lord, said by the Lord Jesus Christ, and many great life lessons he spoke while on this earth. But these words here in John chapter 19 and verse 30 are no doubt the sweetest words that I have heard. It is finished. It's a cry of victory that strikes assurance to my soul. Amen. It takes and puts the joy bell ringing down deep inside of the heart of a believer. This is not the gasp of a worn out life. No, rather it's a declaration of accomplishment. All he came to do on earth, he did. And then cried, "It is finished." For just a little while, I want to expound on this thought. It is finished. I'm not sure if the Lord's given it to me, but didn't want to preach one of my own, so I figured I'd just preach one I stole in case someone steals this one. It is finished. I want to say this morning that all Scripture about His coming was fulfilled this moment. All that we've read about in the prophets had been completed at this point in time and in the Lord's life. I've read where there are over 300 Old Testament prophecies about the Lord's coming. And every one of those prophecies were fulfilled this day. In fact, in verse 28 in our text, it said, "After this, Jesus, knowing that all things were now accomplished, that the Scripture might be fulfilled, to say, I thirst." All of the prophecies, all of those things that were said that he would do, a neighbor, came true this day. And Jesus, there hanging between earth and heaven, could say, "It is finished." Centuries before Christ came to this earth, God's prophets told us, described step by step how his life would be, how he'd suffer, and one day all of those things would be fulfilled. From his birth to the cruel beating of his life, Jesus Christ's steps were described. In Genesis chapter 3:15, it says, we are told that a woman would bring forth a seed that would crush the serpent's head, and it was finished. In Isaiah chapter 7 verse 14, we're told a virgin would give birth, and she gave birth. In Micah chapter 5:2, we're told that he'd be born in Bethlehem, and he was born in Bethlehem. All throughout scriptures, it was foretold, and there Jesus cried, "It is finished." All of the prophecy, all of the scriptures were fulfilled. No standard not kept. The Bible says in Matthew chapter 5 and verse 17, "Think not that I am come to destroy the law or the prophets. I am not come to destroy, but to fulfill." Every standard that Christ was to uphold, he held. There was no standard that Christ didn't fulfill. Every statement he came to say on this earth was said. And there we hear the last cry, "It is finished." He taught his churches his ways.
He told them what to expect in the future and then cried with the meaningful words, "It is finished." I want to say that all the scriptures of his prophecy was fulfilled. His suffering was finished. The Bible says that no man suffered like Jesus. He was a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. In the Psalms, the Messiah prophecy said this, "I am afflicted and ready to die from my youth up." All of what Christ suffered in this life, no man could describe. From the place of his birth to the purity of his life, he suffered. There, born in a barnyard among stinky, smelly animals, our Christ gave his life to humankind. I'm telling you tonight, his suffering was finished. There they led him to Pilate's hall, and they began to beat and whip our Lord Jesus Christ. But Jesus hung there and cried, "It is finished." Now no man would spit in his face. No more would they nail him to the side. No more would they beat his back, for his sufferings were finished. I'm saying this morning, his sufferings were finished. The scriptures were fulfilled. Sin's debt was paid. The phrase, "It is finished," comes from that word, telestai, paid in full. The Greek used these words on documents and certificates for those that needed a debt to be paid. That phrase, "It is finished," telestai, there in the Roman world, when they found a prisoner guilty of a crime, they would take that prisoner, lock that prisoner up in a dungeon, and take a scroll, roll it up, put on one side of that scroll his crime. And then on the other side of that scroll, they put what he was owed, the payment for that crime. They would roll it up and tack it to the dungeon that he was kept in. And when some person who had compassion saw that prisoner, they'd pull that document down, unroll that scroll, see his crime, and then put money toward that debt payment. But if it was all paid in full, when that document was all paid in full, they would write on the end of that document, "Telestai," or "It is finished," or "paid in full." I don't know how you feel about it this morning, but I'm glad that Jesus Christ walked by my door, that I was bound up in prison, and come by there and read the document down there that I was guilty for, and wrote, "It is finished, paid in full." Tonight, you can go to heaven and open the book. Jeff Jones's name is there, and all of the things that I have done, but at the very bottom of that, written in blood, his cried, "It He is finished." His suffering was finished. Our sin debt was paid. I'm saying this, it's a done deal. Man, I live next door. I'm not from North Carolina. I wish I was from North Carolina. Well, we are now. We moved this way. I lived in Michigan on a dead-end road in the middle of nowhere. And we had this little chubby neighbor kid called Gordy. Gordy had himself one of them dart guns. Spring-loaded dart guns. And I wanted one because the neighbors had cats that needed to see that thing. And but I had a bike, and Gordy wanted that bike more than anything. Boy, I'd drive by there, and me and Gordy would he'd eyeball my bike, and I'd eyeball the dart gun. And one day, I got to thinking, we could probably make a deal, me and Gordy. We could trade off, even for even. I'd get that dart gun, he'd get my bike. And we pretty much did that. We traded off, and I began to take that dart gun home. I couldn't wait to test it out on the neighbor's cats and dad's beagles. I was so fired up. I got that thing in there, loaded a dart in there, pulled it back, pulled it up to there, shot it, and it didn't do anything. It's like a dud. So I tried it again, and sure enough, a dud. I went back there and said, "Oh, man, Gordy's giving me a dud." I went back to Gordy and said, Hey, I want my bike back. This BB gun's broke. It don't work out real good." And Gordy said this to me. He said, "I'm sorry. It's a done deal. I'm glad that day that Jesus Christ, I cried on Calvary's hill. It's a done deal." Hey, man, he got a dud with me, buddy, but it's a done deal. I'm telling you tonight, hey, the sin debt was paid. It's a done deal. I got to hurry. Satan's plans were destroyed that day. I could just see Lucifer crying around the happy around the cross that day when Christ hung there. And I'm sure they were having a good time as they spit in his face and smote his precious brow. But I'll guarantee you that day he cried, "It is finished." The giggling stopped. Oh, I'm sure the laughing ceased. I'm sure that cry, it is finished, wiped the smirk off of his face. You know why that is? Because, buddy, Satan had some plans for you and I. He wanted to drag us down to hell. But I've got news for you, buddy. Jesus came and redeemed me from myself, and the devil can't touch me now. Hey, I'm telling you, the devil's got plans for you, sinner friend. I tell you, he wants to drag us down. He enjoys tying us up with sin. He loves to get us addicted to sin. He loves to weigh us down with struggles. He loves to steal our joy. But I'm glad Jesus cried, "It is finished." I tell you, I remember preaching for a preacher who was telling me about a story about going visiting. And he said, I was out visiting a thing. And he said, I always blew my horn, Brother Jones, when I got into the yard of someone. That way there, if they got a big dog, that would give them a chance to get out. Amen. I like that. I practiced that myself. He said, I beeped the horn. I waited long enough. He said, but nothing came out. So he said, I went to the door, knocked on the door. And he said, I knocked a little louder, and all of a sudden, he said, I heard him coming around the corner of the house. He said, a great big old Rottweiler. I was a barking and snarling and gripping his teeth. He said, man, I jumped back. He said, I was trying to get through the door. He said, I'd have broken that door if I could have. He said, and all of a sudden, old Fufu come up on the porch. He said, and about time he got to my pant legs, he said, he jerked back. I said, well, he said, yep, he come to the end of his chain. I'm telling you tonight, listen here, the devil can growl, he can bark, but he's got a chain, amen? He's come to the end of his chain with me, buddy. And every time he gets a growling and a barking, I'm glad Jesus cried, it is finished. And he's come to the end of his chain with me. I'm saying this, Satan's plans were finished. Sin's debt was paid. Scriptures were fulfilled. And last of all, because it's a yellow light, redemption song was finished. You ask me why I'm happy? I'll tell you why. Because my sins are gone. You ask me why I'm happy? Because my sins are gone. Oh, victory in Jesus. I'll tell you, amazing grace. How sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. Hey, I stand amazed in the presence of Jesus Christ the Nazarene. I'm telling you tonight, he cried, it is finished. And now we have a song to sing. This statement is a resting statement. It's a rewarding statement. And it's a rejoicing statement. I think the Lord sent me by to tell you this. It's finished. Amen. I'm glad the work's been done. Some people spell salvation this. D-O. Do this and do that. But I'm glad Jesus spelled it D-O-N-E. Amen. Done. Amen. Thank you, preacher.
Man, Brother Jeff, give that to Brother Jeff.